In New Jersey, new cases and deaths have dropped since April peaks. Beaches reopened on the famed Jersey Shore this past weekend, but many of them are coming up against a deadline within the federal government's payroll protection program. Now, employers have to use 75% of that money to pay employees within 2 months, or what was a grant will turn into a loan they have to pay back. Many businesses are going to hit that deadline in early June. Marilyn Schlossbach owns Langosta Lounge and other restaurants in Asbury Park, New Jersey. She's also chair of the New Jersey Restaurant and Hospitality Association. Marilyn, you've been giving out a lot of charity meals that cost maybe $5 a meal. You reopened for takeout this weekend. How did it go?
It was cold and windy and a little rainy, so that didn't help. But normally, when we have cold and rainy weather on a holiday, the hotels are full and the Airbnbs are full, so the restaurants and bars are full. This year, because nothing's open and no one's staying in these beach towns, it was much less than what I was hoping for. I mean, we always had fear that this was going to be the case if we did takeout, that it wouldn't be sustainable. And quite honestly, this weekend, it wasn't.
It sounds like a combination of the weather and then those empty hotels. It just was kind of a bust. Let me, back us up for a second, because we know you brought a lot of workers back for this reopening. Where did you stand on getting help from the government? Did you use the PPP, the payroll protection, to pay some salaries for workers to keep them on? Or did that not work for you? I mean, what position were you in?
Well, I've been a very big advocate for changing the parameters of the PPP for months now. I'll be honest, I'm a little ticked off that this wasn't dealt with last week, and now all of our legislators are on vacation this week.
Yes, Congress was supposed to take up kind of changing some of the requirements so that owners like yourself could maybe use this money for rent and other costs as opposed to payroll. Is it fair to say you were in a bit of a hole to begin with?
Yes. Paying workers is great, and that's what our industry is about, people. So the PPP could have been a viable tool if they would just extend it to longer weeks. And but the way the parameters of it now, it's tough. We took the money. We sat on it for a really long time. We pulled the trigger this week. I'm terrified that I'm going to have to pay this money back because I can't use it.
Because, again, there's not enough work to support bringing workers in, and you have to pay workers in order to qualify for this to be a grant, not a loan. So you're in this catch-22.
Yeah.
Let's say the rest of the week, people aren't going back to work yet and it's in the 80s and you do BOFO. Will you change your mind then, or is it too late?
It's too late for the PPP. We're all coming off of 3 months of being shut down with major restrictions that are going to come towards us as we reopen. Just the PPE purchasing for all the sanitizer, gloves, masks, all of that is astronomical. The takeout packaging cost is astronomical. I mean, the whole shift in how we have to do business is adding so much cost. I said to my husband, I feel like I'm launching three new businesses in the middle of my season, not knowing how to do 50% of it. And not knowing what business is going to come our way. After being in business for 35 years, I never thought I would be sitting here doing this.
But as far as these restrictions, I mean, you can't put a bottle of ketchup out anymore. There's got to be ketchup packs, right? You can't have people touching the same bottle. I'm sure you also want to take the precautions because you don't want to be the owner who has an outbreak.
Well, that's a whole other story. What is the litigious liability? I'm petrified of COVID-19 lawsuits.
Bottom line, you need more help from the government.
Yes, we need funding. And I just feel like there are solutions. After Sandy, we were able to get funding through the SBA. This is like, you want to give us money to pay people to stay home, and then we have to reopen our doors with no capital. We have deferred payments for 3 months of all of our rents, mortgages, insurance, all of it that's going to hit us in July, smack in the face. If we have crappy weekends with bad weather, if we don't get open and we can't get people coming and sitting down, I don't know. Everybody's hopeful right this moment because we're feeling like it's going to shift in New York and New Jersey for business. But what is it going to look like in November when we haven't had enough time to recoup all this and then it gets cold and dark and we might have a resurgence of this virus?
Well, Marilyn Schlossbach, again, she owns several Jersey Shore restaurants in Asbury Park, New Jersey. a fantastic corner of the universe. I just hope that you and others are able to hang in there. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me and letting me speak my voice.